Life truly is a miracle. Yes, life truly is a miracle. We can look at life, and life means something more than our physical body. Life means more than our soul. Life means more than all that exists. Life is the essence of itself. Life is the essence of itself, because life is always going on. Life is always revealing itself, always being itself. Life is always the expression of the magnificence that all exists in a wonderful way. We're preparing ourselves for a new year. We're thinking that a new year is coming, and in that new year, wonderful things will take place. In that new year, wonderful adventures will happen for us. And we forget that adventures are happening to us continuously, because new cells are growing in our body and in a number that are uncountable. New cells are being born in us every moment of our life. And these new cells are fresh and new. They have no predecessor to them. They have no realization of what they were before. And they were nothing before. Now, these new cells, what do? These new cells are ready and willing and able to be something so fantastic, so glorious, so wonderful, if we will let them, if we will guide them, if we will direct them to being that. Now we say the stem cells are born every day in our body. And these stem cells are undifferentiated cells. They're cells that are not told what they're to do and not told how they're to be. They just are born into the circumstance of our body. They're born into the circumstance of our wholeness, of our perfection, of our divinity. They're born into the perfection that we are. Now, if we start out with a perfect cell, how could we ever experience an imperfect cell? If we start out with a perfect cell for our body, and it says, I am ideal health in my body, how could we ever experience an imperfect cell in our body that was saying, I am not perfect health, I am not divine, I am not wonderful? Well, that's our freedom of choice. We have the freedom of choice to think anything we want to think, to do anything we want to do. Do you want to only think perfect thoughts? You think that would be a Pollyanna world, and indeed it would. But is that bad? Think only perfect thoughts. Think only thoughts that you are divine, that you are perfect, that you are wonderful. Now, if you had a thought about a cell in your body, say, at the tip of your finger. And that cell at the tip of your finger, you begin to give it attention. And you say, I wonder how it's going to grow. I wonder how it's going to be. I wonder how it's going to express itself. I wonder. And then you get in the way of the divine circuit. You get in the way of divinity. We are not divine. We are not designed to know what's going on in our world. We are not designed to be inquisitive as to how we are brought forth so beautifully, so perfectly. We are not creatively planned to be so inquisitive. We are creatively planned to do one thing, and that is to be. To be. So, when you have a thought that comes in your mind that says something is not exactly perfect, you immediately change that thought to, all thoughts in my mind are perfect. All thoughts in my divinity are magnificent. All thoughts in my world are outstanding. All thoughts that I meditate on are only the thoughts that I let go and let God. I let go and let God. I let go and let God. And as I let go and let God, God is all that is in me. God is the only truth in me. God is the only perfection in me, the only right action in me, the allness in me. If I want to think about the cell at the tip of my finger, what am I thinking its work is to do? Do I realize that it has the work to be sensitive to everything? Do I have the idea to realize that that cell at the tip of my finger is a register of heat and cold? It's a register of happiness and joy. It's a register of love and truth and goodness. It's a register of allness. It's a register of all that could ever be. Now that's grand. That's very grand indeed. But am I ready for that grandness? Am I ready for that magnificence? Am I ready for that allness that I am? And if I am, wonderful things happen. But the readiness is all that I have to be. I don't have to know how it's done. I don't have to know when and where and why it must be in certain ways. I just let go and let the divine in me carry out its perfect purpose. I let the divine in me carry out its divine rhythm. And as I do that, I have perfect cells everywhere, not just on the tip of my finger, tip of my nose, not just my eyes. How wonderful our eyes are. How wonderful our ears are. How wonderfully made we are. And when we let go and let how wonderfully made we are be all that we are, and stop judging who we are, stop judging whether we're hot or cold, whether we are peaceful or sad or happy, we always are glad when we are living in our divine beingness. You and I have the privilege of living in a very special world, the world that is predesigned for wholeness and goodness and happiness, the world that is predesigned for everything to be absolutely beautiful at all times, 100% of the time. And it takes just one thing. It takes our awareness that we are wonderfully designed 100% of the time. We are beautiful. We are wonderful. We are fabulous. We are glorious. And the more we say that we are fabulous or glorious, the more we do that, the more we are that. It's up to us to say it. It's up to us to start feeling happy for ourselves, not sorry for ourselves. For when we feel sorry for ourselves, we are turning off all the goodness in our universe. And when we are happy for ourselves, we are turning on all the goodness in the universe. And we are experiencing it, and we are knowing it, and we are loving it, and we are being it, and it is such a magnificent thing. It is such a outstanding thing, because it's what makes us just who we are. Now, who are you? What are you? Why are you? Where are you going with your life? Where am I going with my life? Am I going to my highest and best? Am I being the ideal cell at the tip of my finger and all throughout my body? Am I being the ideal divine being that is so magnificent that everywhere that divine being sparkles itself, everyone sees that fullness, that divinity, that wholeness, and everyone reflects upon it in themselves? Because they see you as a mirror of themselves, and you see them as a mirror of yourself. So always look upon the good, the beautiful, the good, the wonderful, the good, the divine. Because that's all that you are, and it's all that I am, and it's all that we will ever be. And it's up to us to make that claim today, to call that forth today in our life, in our world, and how wonderful that is. Name that for yourself today and realize that as I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like you, I like you, I like you, I also say, for me, for you, for all the world, my mirror, I love you, I love you, I love you.